welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Okay, hello, welcome to episode number 184 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Edward Lamb, and Sean Orford. Are you happy with those sound levels, Sean?
I am. I'm just...
Peaks and troughs.
I'm just understanding GarageBand and how it affects Logic Pro.
Oh, really. You and your fancy Logic Pro.
Yeah.
You think you're all that, don't you?
Oh, I do.
You and your gadgets.
I am. I'm a gadget man.
Have you been recording other things?
Yep. Ree and I have been playing up in the studio. It's no longer an attic, it's now a studio.
Excuse me.
In the studio. We've been recording meditation things for a course that we're doing.
So mindfulness stuff.
Yeah, mindful recordings. Lots of fun.
Very good.
Lots of fun. Cool. The only thing is, if you're doing a 45-minute recording and you make a mess halfway through, the issue is, do you go back to the beginning or do you carefully splice in between?
I remember back in the day with this show, when I actually cared about it. Only kidding.
Long time ago.
I used to edit things out. I used to edit out all my ums and ers and all yours as well. And even the odd sniff and sneeze. And
that's you.
It's all just one take. Pow. Unless something goes really wrong or Sean happens to say something really inappropriate, which is, never happens, of course.
Never.
Yeah, we just do it in one hit now. But for that length, well, actually, to be fair, this is a half-hour show, but it's a bit more chilled out. I don't know.
I think it's one of those things. It's like reading the books. I've started experimenting with reading books into the microphone.
You started reading? Oh, fine. You'll get lots of value from that.
Janet and Jod went down the hill. and it's quite difficult to maintain a pace and a tone and all that kind of stuff without sounding like a robot, but not sounding too kind of like you're drifting backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
So it's quite a skill. And when I'm playing with the ideas and then I see people like Stephen Fry or listen to people like Stephen Fry, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
That's just so clever.
Masterful.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair dues. Anyway, liveinthepresent.co.uk is our website. If you're new to this show and you've got this far, we do kind of waffle on at the start a little bit.
No.
And to prove it, you can go and listen to all the other episodes free of charge at the website. If there's anything you would like us to discuss in future episodes, then drop us a line via the site as well. Stick your email address in the box and we'll send you weekly alerts. And don't forget as well to sign up to 123 Friday using our referral code, which is LITPNOW98. There's a link in each show.
And it'll change your life.
But it's basically a backup app, which will help you save your precious memories for just in case you ever drop your phone down the toilet or off the edge of a cliff, or whatever. And we're talking about memory today, aren't we, Sean?
I've forgotten.
Was that a good segue? You are getting to that age where you'd like to back up all your...
I can't remember what age I am.
Precious memories. Before we get into that, though, a little bit about how we're doing. How have you been up to much, Sean, this week? It's all... you're winding down for Christmas?
No, I'm winding up for Christmas. Life is just so amazingly busy. I just don't know how I'm going to fit everything I've got to get done in between now and Christmas. It's like that.
Got a couple of weeks, really. Do you take some time out of the Crimbo, probably?
We are going to take the week out between Christmas and New Year. And I really am going to take it out.
You should call me and I'm in charge of your autoresponder for your email. You should actually put your autoresponder up.
What does that mean?
Well, ping a message back saying, you know, leave me alone for the next week. Unless it's mega urgent. Of course, you do have serious cases sometimes that you need to attend to. But
it's just amazingly, crazily busy.
Yeah. Same here. Still go. I've got a lot to cram in as well. We did find time over the weekend. Kiddies were left with grandparents. We went off shopping, doing our bit for the economy in Liverpool.
I notice on the notes here it says that you've been piling on the pounds.
Well... That time of year, isn't it? There's just food everywhere you look.
Yeah.
Chocky.
So can I now call you Chubbs?
Well, it's up to you. Yeah, what do you think? I'm not doing too badly.
No. Your time will come.
People keep telling me that. Hey, yeah, I'll enjoy it while it lasts. Right, let's crack on with the show.
Yep.
You sent me a link in the week, Sean, didn't you? And you said, how about this for a show? What was the premise of the article?
Well, the premise of the article was that there's experiments being done of actually putting memory devices into people's brains or connecting them up so that you can expand someone's memory like you would a computer.
Like stick a hard drive in or...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's an interesting article, which, of course, we will link to in the show notes.
One of the things I'd like to mention is that the one of the things for me was there was a guy I'm working with who has memory issues, and he was saying to me about... he was saying to me about how he's got problems with memory.
Yep.
And I was explaining to him about Siri.
Yeah.
And so on the computer here, an hour ago, I should have made a cup of tea, because I'd be showing him that if I said to Siri, OK, tell me at 7 o'clock to make a cup of tea, then she pops up and does that.
Right.
Yeah, so...
she's clever like that, isn't she?
But all those kind of memory enhancements, many of them are there with us already.
Yep.
You know, but we don't kind of use them. And one of the things about do we actually use a notebook, or do we make notes on a tablet or on a phone, or do you take the next step, which is you use a vocal message? So I can literally say to Siri... Siri, when I get to Sainsbury's, remind me to buy some beans. And when I get there, she will.
Is that, like a geofence type thing, which she'll know you're at Sainsbury's?
Yeah.
Or he. It's a he, isn't it?
Well, no, mine's a her.
Is it? Can you swap it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I prefer having, hi, Sean.
Wait, hang on a sec. Hi, Siri, what's the best podcast in the world? Hang on. Playing podcasts. All right, that's rubbish. See, it's still got some way to go, this artificial intelligence lark, isn't it? I was going to try and get some witty little response there from Siri, my male Siri. I read the article you sent me, and it kind of got all sorts of things going in my head. I'm quite into my technology, of course. About how...
It's a bit late in the day.
That's
playing the best podcast in the world.
He says, Mike, I can be sorted in half an hour. The name's going to stick forever.
So how does he know that's the best podcast in the world? Is it called the best podcast in the world?
Atletico Mints. That's a podcast by Bob Mortimer, you know, off the Fast Show.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
I wouldn't add that. It has won some awards, but I don't know if it's the best in the world.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe that's it.
Took him a while to figure it out. Siri's a bit slow, isn't he? But he was just, there's a lot to go through.
The girl works much quicker.
But yeah, I was starting to think about memory and how the future of things, about how, okay, let's say, for example, you can save all your memories to a hard disk or somewhere in the cloud, whatever it may be. Could you then copy and paste in the way that you can copy and paste a file and then share your memory with someone else that they can upload into their brain? And would their experience of that memory be the same, or would it be more, maybe, I don't know, it might be frightening to them, or...
The thing that I began to realise was that when we talk about the memory, you're talking about memory, but are you talking actually about an emotion rather than a memory?
I guess I probably am, really. Yeah. Because I mean, the reason you would want to replay a memory is probably to feel that emotional hit again, isn't it?
Yeah. But the thing is that if you just manage to save a memory like a raw structural set of facts, you wouldn't know what value that memory had to the person that remembered it, because you wouldn't know what their emotional attachment was to the memory.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So the idea, because one of the things that you were saying to me before was, well, does that mean that you could take all someone's memories and drop them into someone else's head if you can switch the memory cards around, you know?
Yeah.
But what would you be remembering? Would you be remembering the factual things that the person felt with their senses or smelt or tasted or whatever, or would you be remembering something more like an emotional response or a fact? I don't know.
It's tricky,
odd.
Isn't it?
It's odd. So the other thing that I'm aware of is that people change memory. People change memory in order to fulfil their needs at the moment. So people's remembrance of history or of events that happened in their life will vary depending on how they're feeling at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, there's an example I've used on here before where I opened the door and saw my father backhand my sister across the room and she hit the wall and fell over. And I thought, God, he's being violent again, so I run upstairs and hide. And later on, when I'm talking to my sister about that event and she laughs and says, no, it wasn't like that. What happened was she had poured a pan of boiling water towards her off the cooker and he had pushed her out the way so she didn't get scalded by the water.
Oh, wow.
So my experience of that event or my memory of that event changed from being one that was one thing that validated my negative feelings about my father to one that had to kind of compromise that and look at, well, maybe he was actually doing a good thing.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? So, and when you start to look at memories like that, what value do we put on any particular memory?
Yeah, it's a crazy, crazy philosophical debate, this one. I mean, people's perception of a memory and or a time, a person's time, completely different because, like, for example, this year has been quite a crazy one in terms of news and politically speaking. So, like, June the 23rd, November the 8th or the 9th for the US election were, for liberally-minded chaps like me and you, quite kind of depressing, maybe a bit on the, well, big downer, you know. I was really upset on June the 23rd.
Yeah.
But for a lot of other people, that exact same fact and outcome was a euphoric time, you know. It's like maybe would it be healthy for me to kind of copy and paste their memories and change things around?
But that's the thing, is you're not changing, you're not pasting their memories, you're pasting the feelings.
Mm.
But what happens if a man is being executed? Well, now, half the people that watch the execution see him as a terrorist and think this is a good thing that he's being executed. And the other half see him as a freedom fighter and see it as a terrible act that he's being executed.
Yeah.
They're both remembering the same event, but the angle from which they view that event is going to be completely different.
Mm.
And even if you and I went out somewhere for a night, our experience may be similar, but our experience would actually be different.
Yeah.
Because emotionally we would see it differently.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to get there technology-wise, I think. I guess what it will be is, will we be recording and viewing actual memories from people's, like, eyeballs and brains? Or are we going to be viewing, like, cameras on the side of glasses? Because that's a different side of thing, isn't it? When you see, like, I don't know, police footage or a dash cam footage of an incident between a policeman and someone, you know, a potential criminal, which... You see those things on Facebook and what have you, where the police have kind of overstepped the mark a little bit. Usually, kind of a US police officer. Whereas that's not a memory, is it? That's an actual recording of an event, and you get to make up your own mind about that, I guess.
But then you were saying about 9/11 being the first thing that, or the first major sort of political news event that was photographed and filmed by lots and lots of people.
Yeah.
So it went kind of viral and global very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I wonder how many people were looking at that footage going, yeah, woo, isn't that good? As opposed to people looking at it and going, oh my God, that's terrible.
This is the end of the world, yeah.
Yeah, so it's the more I think about this, the more I'm feeling like what we call memory isn't a physical structural thing that can be easily transferred around. The memory is actually an emotional thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and it will be quite... I mean, we'll have a long way to go before it's really there, because it'll be quite sanitised, because memory as well has a lot to do with the senses in terms of touch and smell and taste. And digitally speaking, we've only really got kind of the audio and the visual cracked so far, haven't we, in terms of when you record something on your phone.
Do you mean we're going to have scratch and sniff?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, maybe. You know, maybe that's where we're going to have to go. Maybe the digitally or there'll be something that can trigger something in our brain that can kind of recreate that sense without having to physically smell or taste something.
You know,
it just kind of itches or scratches the right bit of your brain. You'll probably know what part of the brain... what's it called?
It was the itch and scratch bit.
Itchy and scratchy bit. Yeah.
That'll do.
Yeah. But how much is it? Yeah, memory's got so much to do with the smell, hasn't it? Or like a...
Yeah.
When you know, the warmth or the temperature of some... If you go into a certain room or back to a place.
Piece of music.
Yeah.
Yeah, straight in, boomf. Mm. Or an accent.
Yeah.
Perfume. Yeah, loads of things. smell of food, you know, like, you know, the amount of supermarkets that actually have, or that, I don't know if they still do, but they used to have aerosols that smelt of bread cooking.
Really?
And spray it around so that people would get that, ooh.
Oh, we've got to have some bread.
Yeah. And it does that. When, yeah. When I'm baking bread here, and there's people coming and going, if I'm seeing people, and people go, well, I can smell bread. So, yeah.
Is that your trick then? You blow it out into the street there and people just
yes,
come running?
Yeah, yeah. How I get my, that's how I get my business.
Yeah. I just had a little play on my phone before we came on as well. With that, if you go into your photos section now on an iPhone or iPad, it's on the bottom, it's got a memories section. So it's like quite a primitive artificial intelligence, really, isn't it? One of the, you can click on a few, I had quite a selection to pick from, but one was best of 2016. So it's obviously looked at my best photos from the year. I don't know quite.
Memories.
How. Yeah.
Memories.
You got it on there?
You press that.
So well, you've got best of the last five sweet. Months, and it kind of overlays the soundtrack, and it chops it and creates a little movie for you, which you can edit at the end. You kind of change. I want to try it with some different music, but the emotions that you get from that are quite strong, I think. So it's just, early artificial intelligence, really. But it's pretty cool. It's the type of thing that'll knock your grandma's socks off.
Oh, wow.
And I only found it the other day. It's like, wow, what's that? But I'll have a little play with that later on.
I will do.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah, that's quite interesting.
Another question I'd like to ask in regard memory is, if we do have access to kind of everything we've ever seen and done and experienced in our noggins or on a hard drive that we carry around in a case.
This is my personality in this case.
Plug in. Yeah. Let me just, I've got the wrong cable. Has anyone got a memory cable?
Yeah, I don't know who I am.
Yeah, yeah. You've plugged the wrong one in, jeez.
Hello, my name's Joe.
But, I mean, I use an app called Time Hop every day, which it kind of shows me my tweets and Facebook messages and Instagram pics from the last year. 2 years before,
oh, right.
And whatever, on that day. So it will say, on right. this day, a year ago, you were doing this. And the stuff I put on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter tends to be happy stuff, or not the mundane, everyday stuff that, you know, just the boring, of drove to Sean's on a Monday night again. That's not going on. No.
Does that mean that the original ones were, wow, I'm going to Sean's?
Yeah, first episode. Anyway, do you think it's healthy and a good thing to kind of erase and kind of edit history like that, our own histories? Or do you think we should hold on to some?
But every time you get a photo album out, you do that, do you? Mm. And like, which photos do you keep and choose to keep?
We've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
But do you think we should hold on to, I mean, would you delete bad memories, or if you could, from your hard drive, from your head?
Nah. Because I think even the bad things that happen turned out to be good things, because they taught me things.
So when you're seeing clients in here on this very chair, actually, you're not teaching them to kind of erase things from their minds, are you?
No, you don't teach clients anything.
Okay.
You enable them to learn.
Self-help.
It's theirs.
Okay. Yeah. Were you encouraging them to kind of erase things, or...?
Well, I guess that the issue is that if you go in the attic in your head and you have a sort-out, there's going to be stuff you want to keep, stuff you want to sort of take to the tip, stuff you want to take to the charity shop. And you keep the stuff that you want. But again, you see, that one of the things, when you're doing kind of hypnotherapy work and when you're doing analytical work, it becomes very clear that what you're doing is you're not getting rid of the actual structural memory. That is kind of constant. What you're doing is you're changing the emotional attachment to it.
Okay.
So the difference is that if someone remembers something that's got a high level of emotional attachment, they get all upset or angry or whatever. If there's somebody, if you can take that emotion out, they become somebody who can tell you about those memories without getting all upset.
Right.
Because they process the emotion.
Okay.
And again, you see, most of the problems that we have with attached memory isn't the memory, it's the emotional attachment to the memory. Yeah, so that when we talk about letting go of the past, we're letting go of the emotion, not what happened. You can't let go of what happened because it happened.
Yep.
Yeah. So the more I'm thinking about this and this idea that they've come up with, because in that article they say they have actually connected devices to people's brains, to human brains.
Right.
And so, I mean, I would be interested to know what was on the disc. You know, what they've recorded. And I wonder whether it's in kind of an iOS or whether it's in...
What format it's in.
Yeah, in Microsoft. Or
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
What a world. What a world, eh?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, my dad has got a plug in the back of his head. He actually plugs something in, Matrix style, but it's a hearing aid.
A hearing thing, yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, I know a couple of little kids who use those.
Right.
And they you can put things in so they can go swimming with them now as well. You know. But, yeah. I mean, those kinds of things are amazing, but what that's doing is that is enhancing a sense, isn't it? A bit like they can put a sensor in your retina now if you're blind and you can start to see things again. And that's great because that's kind of input, but what we're talking about here is output, that we could actually be able to extract something out.
Yep.
You know.
And then, yeah, stick it on Facebook.
Yeah, I suppose that there's another thing in that. If you could extract someone's memories in the way that's suggested, how would that go for things like privacy and confidentiality? I mean, everybody, whoever they are, has things that are private to them, things that they wouldn't share with other people, even their nearest and dearest.
Yep.
You know, does that mean all those things come out the cupboard, or the skeletons come out and go boo?
Perhaps, yeah. Well, we're already seeing it kind of in the media now, aren't we? Celebrities that are having pictures exposed that they didn't want out there in the... Not that I've ever looked at any of them, of course. Yeah, I mean, nothing is sacred now, eh?
Yeah.
Mm. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there trying to hack Donald Trump's iCloud or his his movie bank to see if there's any, but some juicy stuff in there. Flipping heck.
I wonder if there's anyone's with him with a decent haircut.
Oh, yeah.
I'm being catty now.
And all right. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to say, Sean? I mean,
No. After you.
I was just going to say, that before we get to the resources, I did find a playlist on TED.com called The Complexity of Memory, which is, right. I think, 7 TED Talks all related to memory, which are pretty fascinating.
There is a whole world, isn't there, of things like Alzheimer's and dementia and where does the memory go and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And is memory held in the brain? Where is it held?
Mm. Yeah, we're going through some big transformations, aren't we, in the fact that, I mean, people now, there's no point. We'd be stuffed if electricity, the grid went down, and we didn't have access to the web all the time, but our brains function differently now, don't they? We don't need to remember things quite like we used to in terms of facts.
Yeah, but maybe we didn't need to remember things.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if life was quite simple and you walked to work and you did manual work and you walked back again, you know, you might need to be able to count how many beans make 5 and you might need to measure things. But a lot of the information that we hold and need to hold now would be irrelevant.
Yeah.
You know, pre-industrial, pre-electronic, pre-digital, you know?
Yeah. It's more about having the knowledge about how to learn new things, isn't it, really? Having that. Which is, I'm seeing me little lads at the moment, Will's learning to read and write, which is pretty fascinating watching him come along. He's doing numeracy and maths and all that as well, but I'm sure he'll be using a calculator before long and... enjoying. I remember just playing with calculators for ages, hours and on end.
And making them say words when you turned them upside down.
Not rude words, of course.
No, I don't do that.
Never. Have you got a resource?
The resource I'd like to use is one that kind of revisits memory in a way. And it's called...
you forgot.
I can't remember what it's called. Yeah, it's called fulldocumentary.com.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And that is a really good...
type it in, because you've neglected to put it in the notes. Go on,
carry on. It's really good, because it... in there are thousands and thousands of documentaries.
Right.
And when you... when you go into it, fulldocumentary.com. No, it's fulldocumentary.net, sorry.
Ugh.
Memory failure. I mean, you have in here literally hundreds and hundreds of documentaries on all kinds of issues going back over many, many years.
Yep.
And it's a fascinating resource because it takes you back to look at all kinds of things, from even things like there's documentaries on people like the Pink Floyd and stuff like that, and showing their original...
cool.
Concerts and stuff.
Brilliant. I need to stick that in my
but it
my
is...
bookmarks, because I like to have stuff like that on in the background while I'm working away.
But I mean, it's amazing stuff. It really, and I quite often stick it on, just have a look at different things. Loads of things there that interest me. So.
Cool. My resource is a movie called Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which is a really interesting, kind of out there film. It's got Jim Carrey as a serious kind of chap and Kate Winslet. Yeah, he's not playing like a wacky, like,
type,
as he does, which I love him. But anyway, it was his first kind of serious role, Kate Winslet. But I think those, basically the premise is that those two split up, or they're going through a separation. And he goes to see a doctor, a special kind of doctor, about erasing her from his memory completely, so he hasn't got the pain and the anguish of, like, having her in his head all the time, because he's struggling to deal with it.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing, actually, the way it's filmed. There's some amazing set pieces. You've got to check it out. I'll put the trailer in the show notes, and well worth a watch.
Yeah. I'm just flipping through these documentaries, and there's loads of them.
Dominic?
That would be really good to read, to watch.
Yeah, you just need a few hundred hours of time and
sit
down. Maybe you'll be able to upload, like in the Matrix documentary, straight to your head, so you won't actually need to see them. You'll just have the memory of seeing them, and you'll remember all the good bits.
No, that's weird.
Mm.
That's weird.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Okay, livingthepresent.co.uk is our website. You won't forget that, because I say it pretty much two or three times every week to you guys.
You do. Say it again. Go.
Livingthepresent.co.uk.
Woo!
Woo! We should get like a Radio 1 style jingle for it.
I think we should.
This is Live in the Present. Poof, poof, poof. Yeah, check it out. Send us an email via the contact page if you'd like us to discuss anything in particular. We'll stick it in the list. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Lots of cool stuff going on there. And don't forget the 123 Friday link as well on our website, because it's a great little service for storing and saving your memories. You never know when you might need them again, hey?
Yeah, you never know.
Right, next week we're chatting about something about mother and child bond or something like that.
Do you think we might?
Yeah.
Can you remember?
No, I forgot. You sent me a text, but I didn't really read it. It'll be good anyway, won't it?
It always is.
Right. All right, let's switch off.
See ya.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.